Glory to Jesus Christ. I have to admit that it was easy for me to prepare for this Sunday, but to say because the biggest part of work was done by a priest from France. In the beginning of last week, they published his article, and I think it was wonderful article, and I want to share it with you. And I agreed with everything that was written, but there was one thing I disagree, and I will tell you with what. He wrote about situation in Europe. He started to write, and especially because you know that the second big cathedral was burned. There was a fire there. It was really painful for Catholics in France to see that. But he mentioned that there are so many others, hundreds of churches in France, which were somehow destroyed, vandalized, and they don't have this huge publicity as those two big cathedrals. Last year, Notre Dame, and this year, I don't remember the name. And he used that to somehow describe the signs he sees, not only in France, but in whole Europe. And those signs, when I was reading that, are signs we feel here and we can notice here in our society too. And at the end of this description, he said, many people feel that our society is crumbling, falling apart. Many people are in despair because the stability they experience almost whole life in this some kind of structural society, it's really gone. We try to keep it, but well, there are so many these signs which cause that we are losing somehow this fundament, and we start to afraid what is going on, and fear starts to come to our life. And it doesn't stay in this with this summary of signs of crumbling of society. He uses this gospel we heard today, and he says, we are in this position when we are like this father who sees own child suffering, in pain, possessed, doing horrible things, damaging himself. And he comes and he begs for help. And he said, we can see Europe as this child, and we can say whole world, I would say, as this child is suffering. And we really want to heal that. And we are bringing to God, to church, this child, this Europe, this world, and asking for help for healing. We try to pray and beg for God's grace, which would somehow stop this decline we are seeing around us. But it seems to us that it's not working. As we are like the disappointing father from the gospel who begs, but nothing happens. And finally, Christ heals that child. And he gives answer which can be helpful for us. He says, that there were two problems why they didn't, apostles couldn't heal that child. The first was lack of faith. And the second was that prayer and fasting was missing. And this priest, he said, well, this is exactly why we are not able to heal this world, we Christians, we church. We cannot heal because this is missing. And he pointed to two things. He said, isn't it because we don't have strong faith? And he pointed to some things which are connected with friends. But in some way it is, we can apply it to our life or whole Europe. And he pointed to this pandemia, this virus, and he said, we don't realize how big test of our faith this season was. This pandemia revealed if we have real strong faith or we have only that formal faith. And he said, well, we didn't do very well in this test. He said, we are seen as a people of this world more than people of God, people of faith. And then he continued with what is missing also. He said, prayer and fasting. And he said, Christ points on those two very basic things, which are like fundaments of a real Christian life. He says, prayer and fasting, those are names for all the scale of Christian work and efforts to come to holiness. He said, if prayer and fasting is missing, so then all these ascetical practices are missing. It means that person is not working on own salvation. The person is not forming soul for receiving of God's grace. And he said, well, we made everything so easy for me, for us, and we, because we adjusted our faith to the world. He said, we were trying to find this harmony to live in world and to live our faith. And he said, this is impossible. It never worked and it will never work. You are belonging to Christ or not. You are living gospel or not. And he reminded words of from New Testament. He says that that one who is friend with this world is enemy of Christ. And he is right. And he continued and he said, well, we should not lose hope because this situation is not first in history of the church. He said that there were several moments when we were exposed to this decline. And Christians were seeing this decline in society, which was led to their faith. And he said, always when this faith and spiritual life went down, society went down with that. And especially he described time, which in the Middle Age, when everything was going down. Life was crumbling. There are people were losing this certainty of life, hope. And he said, you know what happened, Dad? A man came and he started to live a real gospel. And the name of this man was Benedict. We know him as a Saint Benedict. He didn't lose hope, but in the middle of this decline, of this crumbling of society, he started to live gospel in its fullness. And in short time, many men joined his effort, and those founded a lot of monasteries throughout the whole Europe. And he said, from these monasteries, new life came, renewal of faith. He said, these monasteries became like source of vocation for new bishops, new priests, who had this urge to live faith in fullness, and through that, renewal of Europe came. And he continues with that, well, we should have hope. And he said, I have a hope. Just somewhere is growing a man, now boy, who has this fire in heart, and that man will be new Benedict, who will show us the way, who will bring back this fire. He will teach us how to live life with God through his example, and many will join him. He said, I have this hope that God already sent us a new Benedict. And this is point when I disagreed with him. Because I'm sure that we don't need to wait for a new Benedict. How many of us are here? 60? In this parish are 60 new Benedicts. We were baptized. God's grace penetrated whole our body, mind, and soul. God gives us grace to grow. In this time, we have access to all this wisdom of saints. Everything was translated, and we can just kind of reach and to follow. Each of us in this time is called to be a new Benedict. That person who will make decision that despite of this crumbling, this far decline in society, that we make this decision to live gospel in fullness. And each of us, we will join with many others, and through this renewal of church will come. And when church is renewed, when church is filled with people who are on fire, who are searching for friendship with Christ, not this world, through these people, world will be healed again. There is no other way. There is no other way. And this will come because this repeated in history many times. Many times when there were people who realized that strong faith, living faith, is source for a blessing for their souls and for others. When people realize that importance prayer and fasting, it means all this set of tools how to live spiritual life, that it is necessary. And people realize that God through this gives us sanctification of lives. When this happens, we will experience renewal. But we should not wait for a new Benedict. Because probably, and I'm sure, that each of us is called by God to be that new Benedict. So let's try to ask God who we are going to receive to our life. He's going to penetrate each cell of our body, or a soul, or a mind. This good God who wishes our perfect happiness for us. Trust Him that He wants to make this change with you. And the only limit or barrier for this change is the barrier is unwillingness to say yes to His calling. Let's try to do something heroic. Let's try to start this radical way of living gospel. Without that, there will be no renewal. We can elect the best politicians we can choose. They will not solve the problem. The problem of this world will be solved only through God's grace, through God's power, which will be coming through those who took their faith seriously. Amen.